This
Johnny. How are you, pal? It's a beautiful, warm spring afternoon here in Nashville, Tennessee.
About this weather, man.
I finally, you know.
You guys are nuts. It's 90 degrees up here. I hate it.
Oh, you're in. Hi.
Yeah, I'm in for now. My kids will be running in soon, so.
All right.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good.
How much
Hating
longer?
The heat.
Hating the heat. You're crazy. Love it. Love it. Life is so good. How much longer until you guys move in?
They said late July, which I think is probably in. Underestimate. I think we'll be in sooner than that.
Cool. It looks great.
Thanks. Okay. Yeah, it's coming along quick. They obviously know what they're doing.
That's good. Looks beautiful.
Okay.
Hello, Ken. Hello, Patrick.
Hello.
Hello, it's Patrick.
Just give it another minute or so. for our others to jump on board.
Just us?
No, we've got Johnny and Jason and Ken on right now. Jordan's not going to be able to join us. He is planting Memorial Day flags today for Rotary.
Brother, I have 30 tomato plants in for you, and I have at least pepper plants.
Which peppers did you get?
Where do you want to begin? Hot, sweet, infernos.
Oh, nice. I got those cherry peppers finally.
Got a chocolate Vietnamese pepper.
What?
Apparently one of the hottest peppers in the world. One of my brother's employees loves them. So I always plant something. He just comes by if he helps, and he just takes it, and he'll eat it.
No. Me and, speaking of heat, me and Bob Loftner went yesterday for Vietnamese food, and it was unbelievable. I do expect him to call in here shortly. We're not going to be long on this meeting, boys, so just let's give it another minute or two.
Hey, if anyone's going to the Virginia Tech game,
damn it.
You can let everyone, we can make a general announcement later, too. We're doing a huge tailgate, a whole bunch of friends and I, and whoever wants to join it. Details will be closer as we get to the game, but yeah, everyone's welcome.
Excellent. I just remembered, I forgot to send you the money. I'm doing that right now.
Don't worry,
And I gotta send in my expense report.
So what money are you talking about?
The Push America money. I mean the Ability Experience money.
And I also need your for the two checks, I need the receipts.
Yeah, I thought I included those.
Oh, and Turner's been taken care of.
She may have emailed me. It did one for the dinner. Yeah. And then the second one was for what?
Food.
Huh?
Food.
Yeah.
There's food.
Huh?
You really didn't write anything. I just put down food.
One was for the dinner that we paid for.
Looked at the tax. One was for Altria's for the dinner, and the other one you just put in the memo.
Oh, that was to the Housing Corporation.
Right, to the Housing Corp. Then if you have, I just need the Altria one. If you have it in email, just email it to me.
Yeah, hang on. Let me see if I got it.
If you haven't cleared out your junk folder or deleted folder, it might be there.
I haven't cleared it out. Bear with us, guys. Just another minute. I'm just looking for this thing. Silence.
Do it later. I'm not going anywhere, neither is a checkbook.
Okay. They didn't send it to me. I'll have to I'll email her and get it done. All right. If anyone else joins us, that'll be great. We're going to make this one an official, unofficial, Alpha Rho alumni chapter meeting. So, John, in the minutes, I don't know how I'm going to handle this. Let's call it to order, and we're going to run through a condensed version of the normal agenda. The role is myself, Jason, Patrick Folio, you, and Ken Burko. I'll let you know if anyone else joins. We don't have quorum, so that's why it's going to be an unofficial meeting.
Wait a second. Quorum is 50 on the exec board, right?
Yes. One, two. Yeah, so we do have quorum. Well, no, we don't. We have four.
One, two. Oh, I'm sorry. We have four out of nine. My bad.
Yeah. So it's not an official meeting. Official, unofficial. So I'm going to dispense with the normal business. Let's do it in a motion. Can someone motion to dispense with the normal order of the running of the alumni chapter meeting, please?
Move to motion dismiss.
And Patrick, okay, great. So move without objection. We'll move forward. Okay. Couple things that I want to get done. Just quick housekeeping items. John, did you happen to get a chance? I didn't ask you to do this, but just wanted to know if you took the initiative because I haven't seen it. Did you, with the amendments that we had placed that were voted on in the chapter meeting last month, did you get a chance to update the documents?
I do have the minutes with the vote. When you say the documents, you're referring to
Constitution itself, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I have the most current Word version. Let me look into that tomorrow.
Okay. If you don't have it, it's out on the Google Share, right, Jason?
What's that?
The Constitution and Bylaws?
It's on the website. Under documents.
He needs to amend it. If he's going to actually change it.
You know what? I'm sorry. I can download those.
Huh?
Well, it's PDF, aren't they? Ugh.
Yeah, it's a PDF. I'll forward it to you. I'm pretty sure I have the doc here.
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance to get onto my the external hard drive that is not working right now that's got everything. So I want to get that done.
Once I get those, I'll update those and edit the details as necessary to indicate when it's changed.
Those amendments can change. I think we can actually just change the wording in the document. I don't think you're going to have to like put a new section into the Constitution and Bylaws. You can just amend those sections. Change the wording, in other words.
Yeah, but shouldn't there be some sort of date of change?
Yeah, just put as amended on.
I can do that. That's fine.
Yeah, April, whatever the date was, 22nd. Yeah.
So that strike through, and that will show the edit.
I don't want to do a strike through. I'd rather just either make a notation of it, like a star, and then put it at the end of it.
After each amendment, indicating that as approved at the board on that. At the board chapter meeting, meeting on that date. That's fine.
Okay, great. Thank you. Jason, real quick, when you get a chance, I'd like to put up some of those pictures from the alumni chapter, from the alumni weekend, and you know, do a TBT to last month of the great time that we had.
Sounds good. John, do you want that Constitution to your Gmail or your UNCC?
It doesn't matter. Thank you.
All right. It's coming your way.
And those two were about it. Okay. The big news that I wanted to share with everybody and I wish everyone was on the call, so I'm going to have to email this out. I received a phone call last week from Brandon Bellotti, who is the director of expansion, and with the wonderful news that we have been approved by Mark Timmies to return to campus starting in the spring of 2018.
Wow. Hey, awesome. Fantastic job. Excellent.
Awesome.
So,
hey, Tom, can you repeat the date? Spring of
2018. They are sending the Mac Daddy expansion team. We're getting a team of five leadership consultants for 8 weeks on campus. Wow. They want to do this the right way. So the thing that did it for us was the strategic planning report and recommendations. We got a lot of praise for that work. So I'm expressing that to you guys. I don't want to share that with the full membership yet. And the reason why I don't want to share with the full membership yet is because we need to coordinate this announcement with the approval that WVU has to give us to come back on campus. So the next step is to get a meeting with Corey Ferris, Dean of Students. And I've left several messages with Eric Dyson, who's going to help me facilitate that. I am going to try to get that meeting where I'm in Morgantown, and we'll sit with him and Mike. Mike Turner, myself, will maybe Brandon himself will come up, but definitely Mike and I will have a meeting with probably Brandon, if not Mark Timmies himself, on a phone call to formally request that we be back on campus, as a colony in the spring of 18, fall of 18, with a rechartering in late spring of 19 and back in our house fall of 19. So it's happening, boys, and I couldn't be more excited and proud of all of the work that everyone has done to convince them that we're a worthy group to get this done. And I don't want to understate the importance of the work that we did to make this happen. I really don't think that WVU would have been pushed to the top of this list had it not been for the active work that we've done over the course since, basically losing the charter. So our plans are firmly in place. And what this will mean is we have to, and this is not we have a kind of a wish list or pie in the sky, or it would be nice. We have got to raise the funds. We have to have those boots on the ground. That is a big part of this expansion. Brandon has spoken both with myself and Mark about the importance of partnering with us to support the colony, the rechartered colony, well, not almost rechartered colony. So when they leave campus after the spring of 18, the fall of 19 is where we're going to have to step in and be there. And we're going to be sending waves of alumni up to Morgantown to do this. And that's going to require funding. Not only that, the things that we've already talked about that we budgeted for, the new ritual equipment, the training for the chapter advisor, sending them to leadership conferences, all of the things that we have said we're going to do, we've got to do. And in order to do that, we've got to raise the money. And so our goal for this year is north of $15,000. So we are going to start a campaign that is centered around this rechartering effort and the fact that we've got to do this. In addition to that, we've got our regularly scheduled events, the homecoming, and we're going to bear a cost because we are catering that this year. We are going to have those regional events, and we're going to step up our efforts there. And I'd like for us to work on making sure that we're growing those regions. And we've got next spring. And I said this to myself the other day. I said, we're going to actually have undergraduates with us this time next year when we do our spring alumni weekend, which is going to be really cool. So we're going to have another great spring weekend. All of that requires funding. All of that's going to need our guys to step up. And that means every one of us on the board of directors is going to have to ask our friends, our era guys, to give generously. So I'm putting you guys on notice now. Once we get this ball rolling, I'm calling on each one of you to be fundraisers, because we don't have a choice. We got to do it. So anybody have any comments, questions, how this is going to work?
In order to get $15,000, how much is needed from each alumni?
Well, some alumni are going to give more than others.
Right. But what would be per – do we have an idea of what it'd be per person?
Not really. I think
– okay.
There are and there's a yes answer to that. I mean, there's
sure.
I think we've gotten about – we think, Jason, how many would you say are active right now in our group that look at stuff that we give emails to, about 150?
Yeah. I mean, I'd say 100 safe. I think we have 188 in that Facebook group. So those are people that have actively joined a private group. 150 is probably safe. So what, $100 a person?
Oh, that's got to be able to happen.
Yeah, no question.
Well, honestly, I think, if we go in there and say, hey, guys, spring of 18, here's what's going on. Everybody chip in $100. You know people are going to go over. People might go under, but this is going
to got to be able to happen.
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell you, I know 6 or 8 guys are on my error that I still talk to that once I tell them this, yeah, we can get things
rolling. This has got to be a huge blast. If we ever had a chance to raise funds for any kind of fundraiser, it doesn't get any bigger than this, for God's sakes, for the alumni. I mean, if any of these guys give a shit at all, this has got to be it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm here. It's Bob. I'm here. I'm sorry. I got a little bit
late. Bob, I was just going to – I saw you pop up on the screen. I was going to tell John to include you that you're here.
Very good.
I was telling Bob yesterday, actually, I sprung the news on him when we were having lunch. I felt there was a courtesy. He traveled all the way to Nashville to see me. Not really. But but I felt I owed it to him. He bought me lunch yesterday, too. So I had to tell him before I told you guys. So, Ken, to your point, I couldn't agree more. And I think this is we're going to do our effort is going to be very well organized. It's going to be very coordinated, and it's going to be constant. And that's why I'm saying we're going to reach these people by mail. We're going to reach them by email. We're going to reach out to them by phone. We're going to reach out to them by social media, and we're going to do it until we finish raising those funds. So, this is going to be a campaign. We're going to have a target on it, and we're going to raise this money, period. We also, guys, to remind you, we've got a lot of other expenses too. Next year is Supreme Chapter, and we're required to send delegates. And more than likely, if we have a colony, we're going to have to pay for the undergraduates to have a representative or two there. So the more we can raise, the better able we're going to be to do the things that we need to do. And that's just how we're going to leave it. So let's all just I want you guys to know that, you know, the conversations that I had were about how well we work together as a group, and how much that played into the decision making that we had, that was made. They know that in the past it was a pretty small group of alumni, namely Turner and Dyson and a little bit myself, that was kind of, you know, moving things. They get the fact that we have a really good group of board of directors for this alumni chapter. They get the fact that we have a good group of committed people ready to do whatever it takes to make our chapter, our student chapter, run again. So I'm proud of you guys, and I thank you guys for what you have done for the past couple of years in making this happen. So I'm just very proud. Anybody else, questions or comments?
No, but I'm already thinking that we need to do some sort of a contest between the regional leaders for some cash to see who averages the most money per guy.
That's a great idea.
I got $100 to throw in a pot against Pittsburgh or DC, and winner takes all.
I like it. I might step up. I might add $100 to that pot just to make it a little richer.
Yeah, I think that whatever we can do competition-wise, that drives folks, you know. So that seems like a easy place to start.
Yeah, we'll get Grayley and Bob and John to agree, and then maybe we can engage the New York, New Jersey guys and make it happen. But I love the idea, Ken. That's great.
Yeah, those guys up there need to give $200 a piece.
No question. I'm trying to think what else. That's about it. I am working on our, just so you know, I'm working on our submission for Alumni Chapter of the Year. I should have that completed in the next couple of days to send down. And hopefully that would go a long way again if we were back-to-back winners of that award. I think that'd go a little bit further to help us do what we need to do. So keep your fingers crossed that happens. And beyond that, guys, I think that's, you know, that's good. Again, I'd like to keep this within our group. I don't mind you sharing it with the some friends that you have, but I wouldn't be. I ask you not to go blast this out to, you know, a large group of people, because I want to. You'd be surprised at what gets back to those folks at the university. So I want to coordinate that, and I'm excited. It gives me another reason to crash at the Folio household and to drink a fishbowl. I'll be back up there shortly. Oh, Patrick, I didn't tell you. I'm coming up to Morgantown. Can I stay with you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Don't act so excited.
I haven't fixed the leak yet, so you can have that room.
All right.
Hey, and I'm not trying to throw water, but I think it's important to know this. Barbara Copenhagen Bailey, who is in Corey Ferris's department, and she's the one we dealt with over the fiasco of the police raiding her house.
Yeah.
She has come out adamantly against the fraternity system and has been on social media after the death of that student at Penn State.
Yeah.
Just blasting it. So I just want to give you a heads up that I don't think she'll do anything internally at WVU, but I know her, and she probably will let her voice be heard.
I don't blame her at all. I don't blame any administrator from that. And I don't know if you guys had a chance to read any of what happened at Penn State, but it is a failure on so many levels. They had a house mother, they had an engaged chapter advisor, they had all the training of the fraternity system. They had good academics, and they just, it's unimaginable what they let happened to that kid. But that's, I think the message that we're going to convey to the university is through our recommendations and through our work and through our way of holding undergraduates accountable. That's what we, through our recruiting, we intend to be different and truly try to prevent what happened at Penn State and, you know, with the Sigma News from ever happening in our chapter. Anybody else?
Okay. Can you talk about any kind of reports? I'm sorry I missed the beginning of the meeting, and I had my report from Pittsburgh region.
No worries. We have just we don't have a quorum, Bob. Okay. So we just kind of hit a couple of high points. I know what's going on with you, and I've got a I do want to chat with you a little bit more. We didn't get much of a chance to talk about that, but you and I will get together on that to spitball a couple different ideas.
No worries.
I'm just trying to think through my head. I don't have anything written down. We'll start the push for the homecoming event. More so now, we still have that block of rooms at the Holiday Inn at a little bit of a reduced rate. So I think we should try to get that out. And, you know, I think the event will look just like it did last year, unless anybody radically wants to change up the way we did it. Friday afternoon fishbowl, Saturday, Friday night, pretty much on your own. Saturday tailgate, depending on the start of the game, game time is when we'll start the tailgate. And then depending on what happens afterwards, I mean, what time the game ends will also depend on a few things. So unless somebody has a different or better thought on what we do homecoming, that's what we'll do.
Sounds good here.
All right. All right, guys, I think that's pretty much it for today. Again, I'm just, I couldn't be more proud to have all of you do the work that you do and how much easier you made it possible for us to do this. And it seems like yesterday we were, you know, bemoaning the fact that we just had to get started again. And here we are a couple of short years later, ready to make plans, definite plans for to get us back on campus. So it's a good day, boys. It's a really good day. And I'm proud of all of you, and I'm proud to be a PICAP. So we'll talk soon.
You're here. All right. Thanks, Tom.
All right. Take care.
Bye, guys.